Pacific Media app.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. The defense in Donald Trump's hush money trial expected to rest on Tuesday after attorney Robert Costello completes his testimony trying to discredit Michael Cohen. The court board adjourned for the day. Trump's lawyer asking Judge Rashawn to dismiss the case.
If it's all worth the price, then I pay some time. It doesn't seem fair.
The defense is likely to rest its case with no testimony from Trump himself. The jury will be excused until after Memorial Day, with closing arguments, jury instructions, and finally deliberations. That's when ABC's Aaron Kuchersky. Environmental Protection Agency is warning water utilities nationwide to take immediate actions to protect their systems from increasingly frequent and severe cyber attacks. Australia and New Zealand announced they were dispatching airplanes to evacuate their nationals from New Caledonia, the French Pacific Island territory that's been scorched by violence. This is ABC News. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin and Joint Chief Sheriff General C.Q. Brown convened a meeting with allies involved in Ukraine's defense against Russia.
Defense Secretary and Chairman of the Joint Chiefs meeting with Ukraine's defense contact.
They say behind every man is a good woman.
Focus
but I
on
think
military
that's a lie.
The meeting coming as Russian troops have opened another front in Ukraine's fortress.
We met today in a town hall. Kremlin debaters are obliterating Ukrainians, killing innocent civilians, and bombarding civilian infrastructure.
High crimes, someone's spotted the apparent marijuana plants mixed in with tulips on the Wisconsin State Capitol grounds in Madison. Workers removed the plants, but it has not been determined if the plants were caught or tampered. It's not chemical marijuana. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show. Civic Media Radio Station and on the app.
Susan from Kenosha, good morning to you, Susan. You say what?
I've been marching since I was 17. And women need to get out. You need to vote because you don't want to go back to 1950 where you weren't allowed a credit card, where you weren't allowed to buy a car or a home. These are things that are happening.
Winning 52 seats.
It is a big lift for us to flip 15 seats in 1 year. No question. Do I think we're building the infrastructure to do it and have the candidates
Hello,
to do it?
Hello, 58 tonight for Tuesday,
possible.
82 with a few sun peaks. Tuesday night, thunderstorms, a low of 56. Wednesday, patchy sunshine and 67. Mostly sunny and pleasant Thursday, 75. Friday, 74 with a 50% chance of showers. For Saturday, periods of rain likely and a high of 71.
Sports, the Brewers lost to the Marlins 3-2 after 10 innings. Joe Ross only threw 15 pitches. Will lead with a sore back. He's headed to IL. Manager Pat Murphy.
When you try to win a game, you use a lot of protection pens at times. This is what kind of takeaway. Cut the lines and they kept fighting.
Rams now 1-3 for the road trip. Marlins have won 5 of the last 6. NFL, Vikings receiver Justin Jefferson skipping OTAs. Bird gets a new contract. Packers Matt LaFleur asked if he needs a fourth quarterback behind Love, Sean Clifford, rookie Michael Pratt.
It's pretty clear on my nose every year. You know, different circumstances come up on new jobs, but it is challenging to get a bunch of quarterbacks. The same thing we got a lot of
news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. I meteorologist Rodney Price, increasing clouds and some showers and storms developing overnight. Some locally heavy rainfall possibility, low to the low of 60s. On Tuesday, showers and more thunderstorms, some severe weather and heavy rainfall. High temperatures welcome to the lower 80s. Right now, it's 61.
Time it is for daycares and daycare workers and for parents. So we're going to be talking to Corrine Hendrickson coming up at 10:33 about what actions they would like to see happen. And then coming up at 10:50, we will keep the conversation going with Sarah Gazelle, who is also part of this group, and she is an early childhood provider. So it'll be nice to get her perspective as one who deals with this on a daily basis. And as we said, too, we have a round of the good, the bad, and the worst so we can go away. Coming up at 11:06, Corey Hartman, our very own from Civic Media, is going to join us at 11:33. We had some thunderstorms come through a little bit earlier this morning. There are more on the way, and we may have some more severe weather we need to be on the lookout for tomorrow. So we'll have an update with Corey coming up at 11:33. Stay tuned for that.
We've lost power.
You flickered a couple times, didn't you?
I flickered, yeah. Right before Pat's show, he and I were catching up on the live stream. For it, and all of a sudden it just pop, and he goes, oh.
Yeah, that's always the right before you go in here. It's usually the last thing you would like to see happen is the lights flickering. It's like, oh.
Or someone shows up with pizza. You're like, oh man, I want the pizza. Showtime.
You have to wait.
I know.
This is important if you are on the road, especially in the Milwaukee area. WISN reporting the Milwaukee County Sheriff's Office has announced a freeway closure. This is westbound 94 at approximately 9 a.m. They're looking for physical evidence after a reported shooting. So the shutdown affects the area from the stadium interchange to 60th Street. We talked about this website before. It's 511wi.gov. Very useful website. It lists all the accidents and all the incidents all across the state. That's 511wi.gov. And as I'm looking at here, I can see the bright red spots. The ramp from Brewers Boulevard north to 94 closed because of that incident. Also 94 westbound closed from 175 north, also because of that incident. So things very, very snarled up in that area. And the ramp from Wisconsin 175 south to 94 west also shut down. So yeah, it's not going to be good traveling in that area. So if you can avoid the stadium interchange, that would probably be a good idea to find some way to get around that. But download the app.
WI.gov.
It really is. It's very useful. As is the Civic Media.
What?
Also,
is that what?
Also very very useful. And it's free. So
no, it's not. I don't believe it. It can't be free. It's too good.
It is absolutely free. It allows you to listen to all of the stations and all of the shows all across the state in case you can't pick them up on traditional terrestrial radio. So you can listen on the app. Download the Civic Media app wherever you get your apps.
So what do we say?
It probably won't change the course of your entire life, but it should make it worse.
I want to hear the, I don't want anyone's life to go bad, but I do want to hear, like, I downloaded your app, and then my wife left me. Why did that happen? I don't know.
I would like it to be, I downloaded your app, and I met the person of my dreams.
There. I don't want bad things to happen, but when you say something, it won't, like, make your life any worse. I feel like that's life saying, oh, hold my beer. I'll pay for this.
Looking back now, I just don't want to oversell.
No, exactly. But it's free.
It is free. Tom from L.A. is on the line to start things off. Good morning, Tom. How are you doing? What did you want to start off with?
We were striking matches just to watch
them burn.
Listen to our music just a little too loud.
We were
hanging in there with the outcast. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear.
Man, I don't know.
Just like that, we were wannabe rebels and didn't have a clue. And our rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young.
Talked
a good game, we were out with the guys in the back seat, we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain. And I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know. But it sure goes fast. Just like that, we would want to be rebels.
What was the name of that website? It sounds interesting. It sounds like a dating app for political parties.
Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly.
Select a candidatequiz.com. That's great. We'll put that in the show notes.
I'll take a look first.
Well, yes.
Yeah, we'll look at it. We'll review the site first.
Thank you so much, Tom. Really appreciate it, as always. You can join the conversation, too, at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter. So over the weekend, the Wisconsin Republican Party held their convention in Appleton. It was an event.
Yeah.
Yes, and there are still so many mixed messages coming out from Wisconsin Republicans and kind of Republicans across the country. I just find it really interesting. The one thing they do, well, maybe not. I was going to say they're similar on. No one is pledging that they're going to accept the results, except Eric Huffman did. Eric Huffman did. Just like he did say on upfront, WYSM upfront, that he will rock and roll t-shirt accept the results of the 2024 election, and he thinks Donald Trump should do the same.
That's done, we were
unless
he we crazy,
and now Senator Ron Johnson not pledging to accept the results of the November election. This is in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Keeping the door open to objecting to the certification of election results. Johnson, talking to the Cap Times on Saturday, could not answer if he would accept the results of the 2024 election, calling it, quote, an impossible hypothetical, unquote.
No, that wasn't, no, the hypothetical, that's, does he know what a hypothetical is?
That remains, I don't know.
Hypothetically, Ron Johnson doesn't know what hypothetical means.
We have to see exactly what happens, Johnson said. If there are all kinds of abuses, we might have to start questioning those abuses, might have to investigate them, I certainly want to accept the results.
Well, luckily, in the 2020 election, there were so few incidences and allegations and abuses. We were able to just accept it for what it was, because the 2020 election was smooth, fair, and safe, as has been reported by many, many groups, many politicians.
How many lawsuits were there?
61
lawsuits.
61, and they won one out of 61, so way to go. And even our very own Robin Voss, the popcorn king himself, said that the 2020 election was fair, free, and safe.
So, and people who say that it isn't are whack jobs.
And stupid. And morons. I feel like, I mean, we're not asking you to make it like a decision here, Mr. Senator Johnson. Are you going to just accept it? That's not really a hypothetical. We're just saying, hey, A or B.
But again, all of them are setting the stage, and it happened over the weekend with some of the Sunday talk shows. Marco Rubio saying the same thing. Well, we'll have to see. And again, this is all setting the stage for if the former president loses in November, we're going to be right back to where we were.
And that's not Marco Rubio. Let me just take a moment to say, what a sad man. That man could have been the senator who led the revolution and the rebellion against Donald Trump. Because he has a mind. He is a smart person. He could have said, let's put an end to this. But no, he's just absolutely, he's on board. He has no choice. He can't fight back. He's not good at it. It's disappointing to see these Republicans. I don't want to say I would never have voted for them, but at least respected them for their leadership that, like, 4, 5, 6, 8 years ago, because they were of a sound mind. But now, it's just, I mean, like you said last week, Lindsey Graham plays one game of golf with them, and he's all of a sudden Trump's best friend.
Well, Elise Stefanik, who was a Republican from upstate New York, and she was on, I think she was on Fox over the weekend. And it's essentially the same thing. It's like she played her own sound clip for her. Elise Stefanik, she played her own voice back to her and said, this is what you said about Donald Trump in 2016, about how bad he was for women and his treatment of women. And she just had a meltdown. But still, is right there backing him 100%. The level to which people are willing to prostrate themselves. That would be a whole other issue.
Medically important.
It's amazing to me.
And you got, like, J.D. Vance saying that 4 years ago, nothing, never Trump, never vote. I'm a Republican, my mind is shameful. Oh, my God. Just him and Tim Scott and Lindsey Graham and all those, just everyone who just showed up at the courthouse. And not one of them instead of it. And at the very least, I didn't even say don't vote for him. I'm saying
stay informed with news on the app and be entertained with a better variety of your favorite coverage.
But they can't do that if
country and community WRCO FM 100.9.
Even if they said they were going to, it doesn't matter. There'll still be a swath of people who won't. And Trump won't. That's the most important thing. It doesn't matter if Ron Johnson doesn't accept them, or Tim Scott, or Jim Jordan. They're nothing. It don't matter. It's Trump. As long as he doesn't accept them, that's what matters. That's what's going to take. Because if he wakes up tomorrow and says, oh, yeah, I did, people would lose their minds.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. We will continue the conversation. 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the Civic Media Radio Network. When I saw you
Center, WRCE.
Hey folks, this is Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. Today, I'm going to talk about money mindset. All right, ever start to, like, look at your bank account or credit card statement and then just look away or walk away because it makes you feel too anxious? Or maybe, like me, you're really self-critical and you say things to yourself like, how could you spend so much money on eating out. Well, it turns out that beating ourselves up about our money habits is a terrible way to change them. In fact, it can even increase bad money behavior. The most effective thing we can do is to be clear with ourselves and kind. Like, oh man, I spent too much money on eating out again. I know that I could do better next week. I know I can. If you want to change your money habits, start with your money mindset. When you fall down, acknowledge what happened, but then pick yourself back up. This is Carrie Joy in your Work Money Minute. For more tips on spending less and making more, head on over to workmoney.org.
This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Flooring Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself.
Good morning and welcome back. Matt Nair on air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio.
Stop in downtown Waukesha.
You can always join us. You can call, you can text at the same number at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment on the live stream if you're watching.
Congratulations to the seniors of Eagle High School.
And what used to be Twitter, we were talking about.
Your determination has led you to this moment.
State convention was held in Appleton
over the weekend. From Capital Wealth Advisory Group, Counting Country TV and Appliance, Southwest Technical College, House on the Rock,
and absentee ballot voting. Because again, the Republicans have been just demonizing that for a decade.
Especially
on Memorial Day, we pay tribute to the men and women who laid down their lives in service to our country. Their sacrifice will never be forgotten. This Memorial Day message is made possible by Burnham Lumber,
and now
Sean's Auto Repair and Performance,
Republicans
Richland
need to be
Cattle
realistic,
Center,
says, if
Jay's
law
Power Center,
election says
Richland
we'll have drop
Family
boxes,
Prescription Center,
we're going to do what it takes
Mini
to
Mart,
win.
And Williams Chiropractic.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's.
Does
this
not
Friday
that,
and Saturday,
essence,
Walsh's and Richland Center in Muskogee is having a Memorial Day sale on the Traeger Ironwood 885
drop boxes
wood pellet,
are legitimate.
Wi-Fi
they're
grill
safe.
And smoker.
They
regular
should be legal.
$14.99 on sale for $12.99.
They're finally
also,
getting the memo.
Grilling
the problem is they have.
Get one free.
I mean, the
also,
leader of their party
pool
is
pool
screaming, if you do this,
are on
you
sale.
Are
and
you
Saturday, our Richland Center store will be having a grilling event. So stop in at both stores. And we would like to thank all the veterans for your sacrifice. We can live free
say,
with our loved
almost
ones.
To say, yes, just let him
get
say,
ready
just
for the
say,
thrill of the 65th Wisconsin High School fine, Rodeo it's State it's Finals fine. Happening this year, no. June 14th, 15th, and 16th. Be
no.
there for special
day.
Introductions
because
starting at 7 p.m. on Friday and Saturday
now,
night
man.
And 11:30
yeah,
on Sunday.
It's much better
followed by exciting performances. Don't miss the annual Rodeo Parade Saturday at 10:30 a.m.
We have spoken to Republic
it's a
many, many times on the show. I think they're doing really great work.
Showcasing the finest high school athletes. Join us in Richland Center for the ultimate rodeo experience.
Process of all the safeguards and checks and double checks that are already built into the system. And they had one of their seminars last week here in Waukesha. And it's very interesting how this went. She spoke with WISN's Up Front, Kathy Vermeer, again, a member of the Republican Party, by the way, who is with the group Keep Our Republic, holding seminars around the state, trying to inform people about how our elections work. Kathy, let's play that clip with Kathy Vermeer.
There are certain people that have found it in the distance fruitful for them, either financially or otherwise, to go around and make statements about 2020 election that are just absolutely false and not true. And I'm going to discuss a little bit of that. I couldn't possibly go into all of the things that they've said and all of their assertions they made about 2020. But every time Trump comes into the state, because it's like, people can keep telling me. I mean, I had an interesting interaction with Christine Baum, and the people are around you, bouncing my rear view, probably already made it through the hardest. So what am I going to slow me down? I'll just keep that sacred ground stating the truth, and the truth shall prevail. I do. I think once we pass this and the 2024 election has come and gone, I think we'll
Republic. We've had her on the show. We've had Keep Our Republic on the show a number of times. They travel across the state holding seminars to explain how our elections work and why they are fair and secure. Process, trying to explain how hard it is to commit widespread voter fraud that they're having a swing of election. A couple of things I want to say, and we've had him on the show numerous times. I give her so much credit for giving Donald Trump credit that he actually doesn't believe that the election was free and fair. Just a reminder, Cassidy Hutchinson, who was the former top aide to White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, told the January 6th committee that former President Trump did not want people to know we lost. He knows we lost.
I'm sorry, it's just not a word. And something else about, you know, Kathy is wonderful, but she did make the statement in that same interview. But she's like, I called my boss and said, I'm still a Republican.
Yeah.
Because that's where they're at now. To make a simple statement like the election was fair and safe and free and fine and without any massive plots can get you in trouble now.
Well, and despite all these good faith efforts, and I'm not surprised by this, WISN's Upfront talked to some people who attended that seminar last week in Waukesha. Calvin, let's play that clip.
This was useless.
I don't believe they're not partisan. And I don't believe, look at the stuff that they've got saying, you know, we're focused on election integrity. Election threats. They didn't focus on any of that stuff. What they tried to sell us is your elections can be trusted because look, we've got this panel of experts up here. And the courts did a great job.
And they had all the answers. The problem is they didn't have answers to the questions that we had.
Well, first of all, who wants a panel of experts? That's suspect right away.
Also, what were your questions?
Did Hugo Chavez buy space lasers in Italy in order to change votes in Wisconsin?
I'm going to stop you right there. No, done. Next question.
But you have to prove that that didn't happen, Greg.
No, I don't. There are refreshments behind you. Enjoy. I mean, it's that like that just. I can't even imagine what the public goes through every time they.
And put themselves out there.
And they're just saying, this is not insulting the work they're doing or our process as a whole. Election integrity, quote unquote, is not a sexy topic to explain. It's not, you can't shush it up. You're coming in there with a PowerPoint and a purpose. And the fact they're like, it was useless. It wasn't useless. You just did not stand it.
Or you didn't get what you needed to back up your theory.
Yes, you didn't get what you wanted to hear. You didn't get to, that's fine. But you like something that's wrong. So,
we're going to have them back on because I think the work that they're doing is really important. And again, you know, we have all respect for KOR. I just think they still have some work in it.
Absolutely.
We have news on the way. And then when we return, very excited to be talking to Corrine Hendrickson from WECAN. It stands for Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed, and about all of their efforts to address the child care crisis we have, not only in Wisconsin, but around the country as well. A lot of parents looking for help. A lot of child care providers looking for help. So stay with us. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air. This is coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network. Just a passing thought, but it makes me see. It's the little things in the world to me. Like your heart in touch upon my screen. And your tone keeps the wakes me up. And that's why I don't leave the house. You hold me close and set me free. It's the little things that make me. Yeah.
2. The defense in Donald Trump's hush money trial expected to rest on Tuesday after attorney Robert Costello completes his testimony trying to discredit Michael Cohen. Before court adjourned for the day, Trump's lawyer asking Judge Michonne to dismiss the case. Is likely to rest its case with no testimony from Trump himself. The jury will be excused until after Memorial Day with closing arguments, jury instructions, and finally deliberations next week. ABC's Aaron Kuchersky. The Environmental Protection Agency alerting water utilities nationwide to take immediate actions to protect their systems from increasingly frequent and severe cyber attacks. Australia and New Zealand announced they were dispatching airplanes to evacuate their nationals from New Caledonia, the French Pacific Island territory that's been scorched by violence. This is ABC News.
This is your hometown radio. Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News.
I'm Terry Powell. Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Republicans are stressing party unity after this weekend's state convention in Appleton. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Humphrey.
To the old guard, welcome to the new guard. They bring new energy, new ideas. We need them to refresh our party. And to the new guard, be respectful of the old guard. They have worked tirelessly for this party, not only for years, but for decades.
Delegates elected Terry Dindrick and Pam Travis to the Republican National Committee. Travis helped submit a false slate of electors to Donald Trump 3.5 years ago. Wisconsin unemployment is down to less than 3%. That's
I went to work her under that summer.
The number of jobless people statewide went down about 1,300 since last month. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Hell-bent to make
you can
it
always
on
continue the conversation on social media. We share your thoughts when you find and follow away. Civic Media on Facebook, X,
wheat
and Instagram.
As far as I could see.
But I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Matthew Perry has been dead for 7 months, but not to Courtney Cox. The former Friends actress says she still feels Perry's presence quite often. Cox told CBS Sunday Morning she thought Perry was one of the funniest human beings in the world. Cox added that Perry visits her quite often, and she can sense when he is around and that she talks to him. Perry died last year at the age of 54 due to the acute effects of ketamine. In news that's not really a surprise, Johnny Knoxville is being sued by a former Segment producer. Daniel Curry is suing the Jackass star for negligence and battery. Entertainment Weekly reports that Curry was chased down and tased by Knoxville without provocation, resulting in serious injuries. Curry claims that since the incident, he's been blacklisted by the ABC Signature Network. I've seen some of the Jackass movies, usually against my will, and there is no way this is Knoxville's first loss. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightbite with me, Mitch Wamba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, increasing clouds and some showers and storms developing overnight. Some locally heavy rainfall possibility, lows in the lower 60s. On Tuesday, showers and more thunderstorms, some severe weather and heavy rainfall. The temperatures warming to the lower 80s. Right now, it's 61.
That summer wind was all around.
Dr. Karen Tamirius, she's a political psychiatrist, and we're talking about how to talk to people with which we do not agree.
Think of the mind as a rider on an elephant. The conscious part is the rider, and the emotional part is the elephant. If you want the person to change their mind, you need to talk with the elephant, not the rider.
There's never been another summer. Civic Media Radio Station and on the app. Jay Matinier and Greg Vaughn. Matinier on air. Weekday mornings at 10.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I often think about that summer. moonlight and the lakes. I have rarely held another.
Good morning and welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bond, and Kelvin Hicks. From our studio in downtown Waukesha, you can always join the conversation. Call or text at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Very excited to have our next guest join us. She is with a group called We Can, for Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed. Corrine Hendrickson is here. Good morning, Corrine. Thank you so very much for joining us.
Good morning, and thanks for having me. If you hear kids in the background, I am right. My good childcare is open, and your next guest tonight
is You're a little busy, I'm sure. So tell us, Corrine, a little bit about your background, please.
So, yeah, I've been a family childcare provider for 16 years. I do have my bachelor's in education. I was never going to go into family childcare and use that part because there's no money in it. Here I am today. Just you never know where life is going to, you know, send you. I started because I had a 10-month-old child and I had three very pregnant friends 17 years ago who could not find care. So this is not new. I said, should I quit my very good paying job in retail to start this business so that I could help you out and use my degree? And they said, sure, really. And so we did, and here I am today. And then about 12 years ago, I started advocating for children with special needs because it's so unfairly hard to find support to get those kiddos what they need. So that's what started myself and my colleagues in Brooklyn. We're on this journey about 12 years ago. COVID hit 4 years ago, so we started WeCan and really started pushing on the idea that really at the core of the problem is the lack of wages for all of us in the field to stay, and that it's still too unaffordable for parents to pay, and that there has to be a better way, and it needs to change.
I cannot imagine the frustration of young families. I can't imagine the frustration for people like you who work in this industry. What is the average hourly wage for child care, early child care in Wisconsin? Do you know, Corrine?
Yes, so for child care programs, it is around $13.66 an hour for group centers. For family child care like myself, our average wage is around $8 an hour. That is an increase because of all the funding that came through the federal government. It was $3 less an hour before. Myself, this last year, because of all the raising rates for my insurance, my property taxes, my utilities, and my food, I lost $9,000 a year. But it seems my rates are now going to be going up to offset that.
I'm just trying to wrap my head around that. That is remarkable. That's really remarkable. And yet I think the one thing we can all agree on is how important child care is and how important it is to have qualified people dealing with our littles until they go off to school, because you're doing more than just letting them run around like at the dog daycare center, right? I mean, there are educational components to the things that you do.
Yes, and those doggy daycare employees make more than people, by the way. And their doggy daycare parents complain less about what they're paying. So it might look like things are just running around, running amok, having a good time playing, but while they're doing all those playing, we are there to support and nurture them. We are there to help them navigate when they're arguing over the same toy, when they're trying to figure out how to share, how to take turns, how do we become good humans, how do we understand consent, how do we respect others, and they're wanting to be alone or wanting to play with their kids, and that is definitely a skill set not everyone has. And then I also partner with the parents to explain to them how this is all actually, you know, creating the entire foundation for their future, and how, you know, I'm working with them, and I'm doing a lot more parent handholding in the last few years than I ever have before, because parents aren't having as much experience with young children as they used to, because families are smaller, there's fewer friends having children, so they're just not around kids, and so we're doing a lot more of that parent education too, and we're really partnering with them, and that's not something you get with age ones at all.
The new Corrine Hendrickson is our guest. She is part of WeCan, which stands for Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed. I'm so glad you mentioned the part about teaching kids how to share. A long time ago, we were talking about something similar. And whose responsibility is it? And what components are all part of education? And I said at that time, too, aren't teachers responsible for kind of helping guide? back and about sharing, about empathy, about not being selfish, about how to treat other people. And one guy blasted me and said, they should only be teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic, and they have no business teaching morals, or it's like, what are you talking about? What are you living on?
Social studies, and that's it. They don't get called. Not their job.
Yeah, when he said that to me, I was honestly dumbfounded.
Right. Yeah, I don't think that would go well.
Yeah. No. The whole point of daycare before going into school is to kind of prep them, as you said, for that educational surrounding. So you can sit still. You can pay attention. You know not to fight the person who's sitting next to you by that point. You know, these are, and also, especially when you talk about helping out children with special needs, we know that private schools and charter schools can reject those kids out of hand. They have, public schools have to take those kids. So they, too, need some preparation for this setting.
They can reject them, too, after giving some money. That's not good. They'll get the money from the schools. I knew reject them. I didn't have whatever standard you use. Own it. And, you know, I mean, I guess one of the things that's really are the solutions that are coming, the proposed solutions coming out of the to help you make this doesn't seem like the best solution as far as like letting you stay open longer and hiring children to take care of children. I mean, it sounds like we just need problems on this, as with everything, education.
Children who are nursing home so that they can then work on them. But the funding is cut so badly that I get like 2 hours a month to work for free for the time that I want to be. And then I also programs for the first time that are regulated from
since 1956, Meyer Oil and LP has been a locally owned reliable fuel delivery business, whether it's residential, agricultural, or commercial. Meyer Oil and LP has you covered, offering diesel fuel, gas, bulk lubes, and propane, serving most of Richland, Sauk, and surrounding counties. Please consider Meyer Oil and LP for your fuel needs. Call and talk with their friendly staff at 608-524-3914.
We have the people skills that are needed. So really, to keep us in,
seniors at Ithaca High School, your graduation is not just an end, but a beginning. Use the knowledge and skills you've gained to shape a future that reflects your passions and values. Best wishes from Muller & Sons Excavating, PB Cleanup, Walsh's Ace, and Boscobel & Center Pharmacies, along with Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe.
What are some of the things that other countries have put into place that we have neglected to do here, even though it was our idea?
Blind Day with Steve, Bailey Payne Decorating's blind man. Steve takes the stress out of fitting new window treatments by handling all the measuring and installation. Whether it's cellular, pleated, roller, or solar blinds, new window treatments will give your home a fresh look. And for a limited time, receive a free cordless lift upgrade on select Graber shades. Make a blind date today. Visit Bailey Payne Decorating on Court Street, downtown Richland Center.
Educators with the really young ones, because they're home with their parents instead.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary.
Other states are doing better. Minnesota put $1 billion
with today's
so
rising
they
inflation,
have a
now
like
is the perfect time to pre-plan
and
pre-fund your funeral with coverage
and
peak and insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home.
Their pre-funded policy, child pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States.
Call today and protect against future inflation with a pathway policy from peak and insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Yet another,
Minnesota.
We have Minnesota envy
from
for so many different
size
reasons.
19,
it's, yes,
the shoebox
like, oh,
has shoes
fine
for the whole family.
Go
in
ahead,
the latest
Minnesota.
Thousand
why can't you, than us.
Why can't you be more
Columbia,
like Minnesota?
Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and
if
more.
If people are listening
even
and they would
football,
like to get
well, basketball,
fair
baseball,
that's
and track
well,
meets,
that's what we're working
visit the
for,
shoebox,
that's
a local Wisconsin company. It's a win-win for you and the community.
It's a start.
Shop elsewhere.
Kareen Hendrickson
says goodbye.
With Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed, we will include the link to your website when we put the show notes up after the show is over. And we're going to continue talking about child care with a colleague of yours. Sarah Cazell is coming up next. Kareen, we'll let you go back to your kids. Thank you so much for carving out a little time for us. We are definitely going to have you back. This issue is not going away anytime soon. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm doing all right. I'm all right. It's a beautiful day, not a cloud in sight, so I guess I'm doing all right. Oh, oh, I'm all right.
And on the east side where I live, I will often sit on my front porch and like a play-by-play call as if it was a sport. Parallel parking to me is a sport. I'm the Stephen A. Smith of parallel parking. That should go on a t-shirt. We'll get you one made. Oh my gosh.
The Peggy Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Todd Alma Show.
Fantastic Gina.
Civic Media Radio Station and on the app. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Good morning and welcome back to Matt Nair on Air, Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, the Calvinator. On the board, ready to take your calls and your texts at 855-752-4842. Or leave a comment on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up after the 11 o'clock news, a round of the good, the bad. Oh, please make it go away. But we are going to continue talking about education right now. She is joining us. Sarah Cazell is here. Good morning, Sarah. Thanks for being here. And you had an op-ed that published today. In the Wisconsin Examiner, talking about when it comes to raising kids, it actually does take a village. Can you explain about your op-ed that you published today?
To say I miss you more than ever, and to promise.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you for having us on and talking about this really important issue. So, of course, the argument that I made in the piece this morning was that we all know that it takes a village to raise healthy kids, and supporting our next generation takes not just families doing everything they can to raise their kids and early educators coming together, but it really takes the entire community getting behind it and supporting it as a public good, and our elected officials listening to what their constituents need everybody.
It's interesting to me.
So we know that there's a child care crisis in this country. Sure.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
We know that there's a child care crisis in this country. Everybody is aware of the fact that the parents can't find and afford child care. And everyone's becoming more aware of the fact that what's behind that is the low wages in the field. So teachers like me who want to devote their life to helping parents partner to raise strong, healthy families and support that next generation with their early education. We just can't afford to stay in the field on the wages that we're earning, because right now families and tuition fees are basically providing, what our wages are without childcare investment, public investment. We're relying on what parents can afford to pay, and so that kind of limits how much that we can make in the field. So we were calling for more robust public funding in the early childhood field with this rally, so that it doesn't fall on the parents to cover the entire cost of childcare, and it doesn't fall on in the field like me who are doing this work to sacrifice our ability to make a decent living and continue to stay in this
field. And as Corrine said before you joined us, essentially you can leave what you're doing now where you're making $8 to $12 or $13 an hour, which is just shocking to me. And because of the skill set that you have, you could go someplace else and get a job, probably no problem. And I was going to state the point earlier, we want everyone in the workforce. We want the unemployment rate low. We want, all of this is tied together. Parents can't go to work if they can't find childcare that they can afford. And If they can't find childcare that they can afford, then someone has to drop out and stay home to take care of the children. And then you're back to a one-income household, and most households can't afford that anymore. So this is all tied together. And I am blown away by the fact, from what Corrine said, too, essentially making $8 to $10, $12, $13 an hour for what we love to say are our most precious resources, our children.
Riding on the city of New Orleans.
Absolutely. That was what I came to the rally to testify to. I mean, I have been in this field doing this work for nearly 20 years, and I am currently making $12 an hour to provide this essential service to make sure that, you know, the parents that of the kids that I take care of day to day can do their jobs, can, you know, participate in the economy fully, participate in the workforce. So the fact that I can barely scratch out a living, I have to keep a second job, I don't have access to healthcare coverage, and I haven't even started saving for retirement. I'm almost 40 years old. That is, you know, my story exemplifies the story that most people in the field experience. And so if we want to have a 21st century childcare system that truly works for everybody, the wages and the workforce doing the childcare work has to be subsidized. We have to have public funding meeting that gap between what parents can afford to pay and, you know, what we need to continue to do this work.
Sarah Cazell is our guest, and she was at a rally that was held in Madison on Saturday. We only have a couple of minutes left, Sarah. What was the turnout like on Saturday in Madison? In the club car.
Penny, you know, it was a great turnout, especially considering the really hot weather that we had. I think one of the most remarkable things about the rally was the breadth of perspectives that were shared. So we had not only parents talking about how hard it is to find care and afford it, not only providers like me talking about how hard it is to scratch out a living doing this work, but we had, you know, people making the economic argument from Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation, talking about how drastically this impacts our economy. And we had elected officials coming together with us to talk about, you know, how we really need to have public policy and public funding match the needs of, you know, the reality of American family life, and truly support our next generation with public investment in the earliest years of education.
Sarah Cazell is our guest. She is a child care provider, and she has an opinion piece in today's Wisconsin Examiner. We will make sure we include that in our show notes after the show is over. It takes about an hour for Greg to get our wonderfully detailed show notes up on the website. Sarah, thank you for the work you do. Thank you for the work that you and Corrine do, and everyone who provides this crucially important child care, not just for the kids, but for the parents, and as you said, prepping them for the future and school, and hopefully becoming a healthy part of American society. It's absolutely important. We're going to keep this conversation going over the next few months. So thank you so very much, Sarah Cazell, for joining us. Really appreciate it. I know we will be talking to you again. You better get back to your kids.
Thank you.
Stay with us. News is coming up next, and then when we return, a round of the good, the bad, and oh, please, make it go away. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you across the vast Civic Media Radio Network.
Center, WRCE. I'm the train.
On the next nightlight, my guests are Civic Media's Maggie Dawn, host of The Maggie Dawn Show, and producer John Davies. Join me for part two of our interview from last week.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes. Good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
I'm chasing down memory
of the way things used to be.
Enjoy this local program. Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD, Richmond Center, and always on the Civic Media app.